Governor, this morning the news came out that you've got an official challenger for the 2014 election. Any thoughts on Mary Burke?
Not in her individual. My sense has been all along, no matter who ran, it was going to be a clear contrast between, do the voters of the state want to go back to the days of double-digit tax increases, billion-dollar budget deficits, and record job loss, or they want to build off of the positive record reform we put in place that's helped us balance a $3.6 billion budget, lower taxes to help reduce unemployment in the state, and ultimately find ways to train workers for the jobs that are going to be ready going forward. It's a real choice, forward or backward. I think we offer a great platform reform going forward. I think whomever ends up being our ultimate opponent will take us back to the failed policies of the previous few years.
The Attorney General announced he's not going to run for re-election. Any reaction to that?
Yeah, I think J.B. Van Hollen's been a great leader for public safety and law enforcement in this state. I've worked closely with him. All the public safety initiatives in my budget came from my close work with J.B. and his team. I'm going to continue to work with him through the end of his term. He's obviously not leaving yet. He's just choosing not to run again. He's a great leader for law enforcement and public safety in the state, and thankfully for me, a good friend. And I hope that whomever the voters elect to be the next Attorney General, that we'll have someone who's that leader and someone I can work that closely with over the next few years as governor in the future.
Any insight on his decision not to run?
No, I mean, he's had a long and distinguished career, two terms as Attorney General, was a distinguished U.S. attorney, was a district attorney here in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, he'll have to speak for himself, but my guess is he's felt like he's done his part, and maybe it's time for something, a new chapter in his life. But like I said, I appreciate his friendship. I appreciate his leadership. I appreciate his willingness to work with me and my administration, as well as the legislature on public safety and law enforcement. I'm just hopeful that we get candidates with his level of credibility and experience that step up, because my hope is going forward in the next term as governor, if God willing, the voters choose to see me in that position, I can get someone who's just as professional and just as much of a leader to work with.
Governor Mary Burke has a strong business background. Also, some say that because she's a woman, and it might bode well for people that are unhappy with some of the social issues that Republicans have brought up. Is that a double threat?
No, I mean, I think in the end, voters are going to focus on the future. The future we offer is one of moving forward. I assume any of the candidates, whomever the person is, ultimately will be the nominee running against me, will want to go backwards to the failed policies of the past, and that'll be the contrast, just like it was in the recall election.
Do you see the campaign, or your campaign, touching on or hitting on the fact that Mary Burke was an appointee of Jim Doyle and worked under Jim Doyle?
Well, I haven't announced yet, so sometime next year I will, and I'll start defining the terms then. But right now, I'm governor, and I'm going to focus on being governor. And my number one job as governor is to help the people of the state create more jobs, to help people like the investors here invest more in the state of Wisconsin and create jobs. And I'll let her and the other candidate worry about campaigning and politics. I'll worry about making sure that everyone in the state who wants a job is able to find a job.
Thanks, everyone.